producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I kind of like that. Ports to Planes has a ring to it. And it's also something that's coming to the great state of North Dakota. Ports to Planes is an alliance, and their annual conference has never been in North Dakota before. But their 18th annual Ports to Planes conference will be in Williston, October 6th through the 8th. We'll be there. Navigating the future will be our discussion. And the conference will be focusing on economic development and the relationship that that has to transportation infrastructure. How do you generate more jobs and money with economic, with transportation infrastructure, basically? So, anyway, Jenny Fleck from Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau, Sean Wanko, Williston Economic Development Corp., Cal Cluin from Theodore Roosevelt Expressway, and many more, all part of the 18th annual Ports to Planes Conference. Great networking opportunity because folks from all over the country will be in Williston for this. For more information, visit ports2planes.com or call Jenny at 701-774-9041. The details on the New York City trip with our What's on Your Mind listeners, December 1 through 5th. Are you going to come along? Come on! This is going to be fun. New York City Christmas time is magical. We'll have all the details on that, or you can email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and I'll shoot them off to you. Scott@flagfamily.com. But that's this hour. What else are we going to do? We have to play that. We got a call from a loyal listener a little after midnight last night, very upset, and we got to share that with you. And also Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a little bit on the mini version of the Talk Radio Town Hall, two-part of this week, the next half hour, and also on Friday on the program. So we're looking forward to that. Before we do get Congressman Cramer in here and get started, we had a caller from Strasburg that had a question for Dustin Governlow from the North Dakota Watchdog Network, specifically related to the needs of schools in Strasburg. And I think your question was, hey, Dustin, have you toured the school? And Dustin, you said, no, I've not toured the school, but you know, we kind of got cut off there. Do you want to finish, Dustin?
Sure. You know, I don't think that the issue is whether there is needs. There are needs, and those needs have not been met over the last several years. Strasburg is one of those school districts that has benefited hugely from the state education funding in the last, you know, 6 to 7 years. And, you know, to point that out, that the state funding has increased from $769,000 to $1.6 million in 6 years to Strasburg. And for every dollar that Strasburg property taxes for schools went down, the district got $4 from the state. So the question is, when you're getting 21% annually a year increase from the state on average for 6 years, not all of that's going to teachers, not all of that's going to school buses. Where is it going for maintenance? Are things being neglected? We know that this higher ed system in North Dakota has always run under the term of deferred maintenance. Well, apparently a lot of schools have the same problem, especially when they're trying to get bond measures to pass. And you know, the big issue is community involvement. When you create a special election in October, set it in July, and minimize the amount of interaction that the public can do in a heavily farm-oriented community, when everybody involved is at harvest time and worried about commodity prices being in the tank, just like oil prices, it really brings out the question, how much involvement does a school board want?
No, those are all very good points, Dustin. I appreciate that. Our time is short here because we have Congressman Cramer waiting, but the call from Strasburg, did that answer your question?
It does, and I would just like to state, you stated yesterday, Dustin, that before the meeting, 40% of the people have already cast an absentee ballot. If that is the truth, well, the farmer has as good an equal right to place their vote as anybody else in the town.
I would really encourage everybody to, you know,
the
do
other
that.
Thing that I would like to state is that the construction firm that was hired to not promote the, but advise on the project. They have never persuaded a no vote. They have never once said, "Do not go out and talk to a no vote." They have put the plan out there. There has been meetings for a year out, and it has never once said, "Do not contact the public." The public has been invited to come to every meeting that they have had.
And let's have some more. And there's one tomorrow night, 7:30. I hope folks take it in. We'll continue to follow this. Thank you all for your passion on the issue.
And just one thing, Scott, I want to point out, we have never said vote no either. We have put out questions that the local citizens should ask and expect answers. If the school board and whoever the school board wants to answer those questions has good answers for the people, then there should be no problem at all.
Good. Pete, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I think that wraps it up. It's good for community involvement. We absolutely need those who are true stakeholders to participate in this and not just let, you know, a small group push something down everybody else's throat. And so the stakeholders that are going to be paying for it need to be engaged, and we hope that our members will get up and get engaged on this one.
Pete Hannibal from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Dustin Gupperlow from North Dakota Watchdog Group, thanks for the calls, too. And, again, informational meeting in Strasburg, 7:30 tomorrow night. Thanks a bunch, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much. 12 past the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Our first chance to chat with him since the news that shocked Washington that Speaker Boehner would be resigning his post as Speaker. And I know you've put out a statement and made some comment on this, but maybe we'll start there. Congressman Cramer, welcome back to the program. And a few days after that decision, what's your reaction to it?
What it was on Friday. I'm, of course, less stunned than we all were on Friday when he made the announcement, although looking back on it, it makes perfect sense given the Pope's visit, the importance that the Speaker placed on that, the fact that he worked over 20 years to make it happen, much like he has on several other things that have happened. Persistence pays off. In fact, he talked to us this morning about perseverance from the book of James and the importance of perseverance as he sort of sends us off now, certainly without him after the end of October. Of course, it has set in motion a whole series of other things, not the least of which is the election of his successor, which we don't know when that will be yet. We are having an extended conference meeting this afternoon and evening to discuss the timing of that, how we'll go about that. It'll have to be sometime, obviously, in the month of October. Perhaps as early as next week. And then, depending on how that goes, of course, there's another series of events that could take place because we have our whip. Our majority leader is running for speaker, likely to be elected. Our whip is running for majority leader. Our conference chair is running for majority leader. That frees up those two positions depending on what happens. So there are a lot of people, talking about, what's next in our party. The good news is that we have a lot of qualified people to be leaders in the Republican Party. We have a very strong youthful conference. In fact, our leadership averages about 20 years younger than Democratic leadership. Our conference averages about 8 years younger than the Democratic members of the House. So it's a sort of a generational moment in many respects.
My first thought when I heard this was you're not going to get anything done now. I mean, and that you were literally on the cusp of getting a lot of things done.
Right.
A solution on the Planned Parenthood nightmare,
right.
the crude export ban, this would just chaos. Will it help or hurt getting things done?
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Scott. And I think there will be some areas where you probably won't notice a lot of change. There are certain practical things, of all the noise aside, there are certain practical things that will happen. We'll vote, tomorrow probably. On a continuing resolution, should the Senate pass it late tonight, we expect they'll pass it sometime after midnight. We will pass another defunding of Planned Parenthood, a standalone amendment to the CR. We'll get the CR tomorrow. The Senate will never pass that amendment, but we'll get the CR tomorrow, and I would think it would pass the House rather easily tomorrow. After that, it gets a little dicier, although the Speaker has put in motion a number of things. One of the things, as you know, he did is he appointed a subcommittee, a select subcommittee specifically to deal with the investigation of Planned Parenthood. While three separate committees are currently doing investigations, he is appointing a committee, a select committee that will That will be their only jurisdiction, and that will be housed here in the Energy and Commerce Committee that I sit on. So that's really what we're after. We want a very transparent, thorough investigation with lots of resources committed to looking into the video, so we can get to the bottom of it. You know, there's a lot of a lot of opinion, but we want to get to the bottom of the facts and the evidence. So he's done that. That'll be helpful in that respect. The other thing, of course, will be in terms of funding the government for next year. We've already started, or I say we, he has already started the reconciliation process. And we've talked about that a number of times on this show, where because Republicans took control of the Senate, we were able to pass a reconciled budget for the first time in a long time. And frankly, it's a balanced budget for the first time in a decade. So because we did that, we're able to have certain, there are certain rules that apply to a reconciled budget that allow us to use reconciliation specifically in the Senate, where a bill can pass the Senate with a simple majority. It does not require the 60 vote margin that has plagued us.
And when we come back, I want to talk about how we use that. Jason has a question, too. We'll get to the phones as well with Congressman Kramer. Talk Radio Town Hall straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Register today for the 9th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Kramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
The Ports to Plains Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They were among the first, of all the Apache sprayer dealers to open ET Ag Centers. Stop and see them in Mandan, 1701 East Side Court, right across the road from Bonanza. That ET Ag Center, though, really is it's a unique business concept. It offers Apache sales and service, application training, and also an on-site retail store with more than 50,000 parts. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, anything in the application world, they have it. And with that new expanded ETA center, they can offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache sprayers. So it really is a great deal. They have the 2016s in right now. So come take a look at those, and also some great discounts on all the remaining 2015s as well. HighPlainsApache.com, HighPlainsApache.com, their website. Or again, East Side Court across from Bonanza in Mandan, south of Fargo in Frontier, exit 60 off I-29 Fargo. Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get Jason here on the road on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
Hi. Here's the thing. I'm very concerned about I'm very concerned about this whole concept of getting things done. And full disclosure, I'm to the right of most Republicans. So with that out of the way, I think in many ways conservatives have allowed the left and leftists in the media to control the narrative about getting things done. One of the big reasons that I actually cheered when I heard John Boehner was going to resign as Speaker is that his version of getting things done is very different from mine. Just being seen to do something is actually worse than doing.
All right, so since I use the term, Jason, sorry to interrupt, but since I use the term, when I say get things done, I say the idea that Planned Parenthood gets a penny of taxpayer dollars, knowing what we know now, makes me sick. Right? That would be an example of getting something done. Right now, we've got a slowdown in the oil and gas industry. We have this stupid 1970s era crude export ban. We can export refined product. We can't refine oil. Stupid! Get it done. Stop taxpayer funds going to Planned Parenthood. And by the way, chip away at that ridiculous, onerous budget situation. And Congressman Cramer, correct me if I'm wrong, you've done at least a little ways down the road on that. Never enough for all of us. But I don't think people understand to the extent that there has been some deficit reduction here. That's what I call getting it done.
Yeah. Well, and to Jason's point, I think, I don't know, Jason, where you were going to maybe end up, but one of the things we don't talk enough about is the things we've prevented from getting done. You know, that's part of getting things done as well, which is where we've been a little more successful, obviously. We can't help that Barack Obama's president, but another thing to Jason's point, I think, I don't want to read too much into it, Jason certainly corrects me, but one of the things I've been critical with John Boehner, make no mistake, I love the guy. I think he's much better than people give him credit for, and we look at some of the reforms, things like eliminating earmarks, that was specifically John Boehner. Term limits for chairman, that was specifically John Boehner. These are reforms, but that said, what he doesn't do well is talk to people and talk to the public through the media. He leaves that to his chairman like Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and Paul Ryan. And he hasn't been that fist-pounding sort of champion of the conservative movement. I think it would have helped him a lot in terms of the conservative movement. But that said, I think Scott's exactly right. And that's where, putting in motion now reconciliation, where we can get to the guts of Obamacare and Planned Parenthood, by the way, because of the way the budget was drafted and the reconciliation rules were drafted, that allows us to do that with a simple 51-vote majority in the Senate. That's what we're going to be passing out this week. The problem, of course, is that means we can pass it. It means the Senate can pass it under the Byrd rule. But it still means the president will veto it. And I know that's not, quote, getting things done. But, Barack Obama's the president, as much as we, dislike it. It's not going to necessarily get policy done. Yeah, but I do think, Jason, there's value in putting things on his desk that he has to veto, and as opposed to just be protected by Harry Reid.
And I guess that kind of goes to what I was driving at, because my observation has been that John Boehner has been a little too eager to be perceived to be getting things done,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to standing up for what and fighting, you use the word fist pounding. It looks to me like he's always been too eager to be seen to compromise as opposed for standing up for what's really important. And I've seen what looks to me like basically giving up on like the Iran deal and Planned Parenthood even, and especially Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Under John Boehner, several times. They had the opportunity to cut off funding for Obamacare, but for reasons of political expediency, he asked people not to. When Obama was willing to fight over it, Boehner wasn't. And so the way I look at getting things done, I think we could do a great deal better at getting what's really important done, which in many cases is getting things, as you say, not done, than what we've had with Speaker Boehner.
Sure. I think those are valid points, Scott and Jason. Well, the one thing I would say, though, with regard to Obamacare, the House has defunded it multiple times. The problem with Obamacare is that it's largely mandatory spending. In other words, it's not in our discretion on the simple appropriations process to defund it, so that even when we do defund it, until we can get 60 votes in the Senate and a new president, we really can't defund it, because it's non-discretionary. It's mandatory spending.
I'm going to boil Jason's concerns and criticisms into a word, and that is that people want more fight out of the Republican leadership. They just want more fight. They want, they don't want to hear, hey, the president's not going to sign it, or he'll veto it, or hey, the Senate, it'll die there, and we don't have 60 votes. They don't want to hear it. They want more fight. Do you think that message has been heard?
Oh, I think it has. The thing that I worry a little bit about, Scott, is that you could have a better, quote, fighter at the helm, and he'll fight harder, but the result's still going to be the same, and the result will be a very damaged, country. And that's what John Boehner always looked out for. What was going to be best for the country? What was going to be best even for the party? And yes, we can scream and holler and fight more, but remember, professional wrestling isn't real. At the end of the day, you really do have to get something done. And if you fight to the point where you lose the majority, as an example, we have 247 members of the House, the most we've had for 90 years in the United States House. So
we're short on time here, and I know you got to run. Who has your vote for Speaker?
Well, Speaker, there's really Kevin McCarthy's running, and I think the only other person announced is Daniel Webster from Florida, who got 12 votes the last time he ran. So I think Kevin's got my vote, and I think Kevin's got more than enough votes to win the speakership. I don't think that's really up for grabs. The rest of the offices, no, majority leader, because that would be open should Kevin win Speaker. That will become a much more contentious and a competitive race.
We're hearing from a lot of Trey Gowdy fans. Are you a Trey Gowdy fan?
Oh, I like Trey a lot. I think, I'm a fan of all the people that are running, but Trey does bring some unique qualities. Now, he hasn't said he's running. He is the chairman. John Boehner appointed him chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, and he's got his hands full there. And we certainly don't want to lose him in that position, because he's an absolute world-class litigator and prosecutor. And I don't want to take him out of that chair while Hillary Clinton's preparing to go testify. But she'll be in front of him October 22nd. I saw Trey this morning. Trey would be a very...
Let's just finish this on the other side of the break if we can. Hang on tight. Congressman Cramer, we'll wrap up in a sec.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash Ensues are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Latford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash Ensues can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashAndSues.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sues.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we never like to miss an opportunity to say thank you for that. We're blessed for that. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for listening, whether that's on the Mothership, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO Tioga, or KLTC in Dickinson as well. And we're brought to you in part by our good friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I encourage a lot of folks to go online and check that out. It's secureenergyfuture.org. When I say check that out, one thing you can learn about is the Clean Power Plan from the EPA. Talking to Congressman Kramer today on the program. A lot of his battles are related specifically to that, to either defunding or stopping the EPA, because what they're trying to do in the Clean Power Plan is raise the cost of everything. Simple as that. They get their way, the cost of everything goes up. And you might say, well, there's got to be some benefit there. I can't find one. See if you can. But more than anything, just know what it's going to cost you and know what it's going to do to the reliability. You know, power doesn't come from a light switch or an outlet. When you plug in, lignite energy, of which we have an 800-year economically recoverable supply in North Dakota, providing the cheap electricity that we have here. Well over half of what we enjoy here, about half in the United States, very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. All right, so before the break, and I got a couple of calls we'll go to here before we let you go. I know our time's a little bit short. By the way, Congressman Kramer is going to be hosting a talk radio town hall event out at Ellingson Drainage on Friday in the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll be broadcasting that live. Looking forward to that as well, and talking a little bit about some of the diversion issues and drainage, and that'll be a fun conversation as well. So we'll pick this up then. The question is, okay, the number two spot. So if McCarthy's likely to be the speaker, then you've got the number two spot. We've been asking folks, who do you want? Trey Gowdy. I want someone with a backbone. Trey Gowdy, a lot of folks. So you were saying before, there'll be a number of people in the race that you like, but you two, so what happens? Do you talk Trey Gowdy into being majority leader and staying chair of that committee, or what do you do?
Well, one of the things I know, that he put out a statement earlier today, or somebody from his staff did, that he's committed to remaining as chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi as long as the committee's in existence. And I suspect that'll be for some time yet. That said, I suppose it's possible he could do both. So that's one of the possibilities, that somebody could talk him into running. There are other strong candidates already running. Steve Scalise, the majority whip, is a very conservative member and already a member of leadership who replaced Kevin McCarthy when Kevin McCarthy became majority leader. And Steve was, a strong conservative, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. The other one is Kathy McMorris Rogers from the state of Washington. Kathy is the Republican Conference Chair, so she's already a member of leadership as well, brings a very impressive background. She's a young woman, mother of three children. All of her children were born after she became elected to Congress. In fact, one of them was an infant. So she brings an interesting background as well. So there's some very strong candidates, and if Trey got in, he would certainly be one of the. He'd be an interesting candidate. He'd be a solid candidate. He'd be a very good majority leader.
All right. So these votes will all take place in next week, you're thinking?
Well, I don't know. It'll depend. I think we will probably have a speaker's race. It may be next week. We're going to talk about that this evening. Speaker Boehner has asked for input from the conference. So we have an extended conference meeting that begins at 5 o'clock Eastern time this evening. And he wants input from us before he sets the time and day of the election. The next thing to discuss, of course, will be, well, does everybody resign their positions since pretty much everybody in leadership is running for something? Do they all resign their positions and run for the job that they want? Or do we do it in succession as, you know, as vacancies occur, should other members of leadership get elected? So some of those logistics will have to be worked out within the family, and then ultimately it'll be the speaker's decision.
All right. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is the number to call, 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Leave a question or comment in our remaining minutes with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bradley in Minot, what's on your mind?
I'll tell you what, hearing Congressman Cramer talk absolutely makes my blood boil. It just infuriates me to no end. You know, they still don't get it out there. I do not know what it's going to take. Any vote for McCarthy or McMorris Rodgers, Steve Scalise is conservative? Are you kidding me? It just drives me wild. You know, and he says we can't do anything because Obama's the president. He absolutely can do everything. They have the power of the purse. Pass the budget bills. You can pass, you could have removed Obamacare already because it was passed using a budget process, which only takes 50 votes. You do not need 60 votes.
Right.
We've got 50
right.
votes. That could have been taken care of. You tell Obama, we've got the power of the purse. Here's the budget. If you choose to veto it, the shutdown's on you, and you make him do it. I'm tired of the excuses. This has gone on for years and years and decades. And he keeps saying, well, what about the stuff we prevented? Well, that's good. Yeah, okay, sometimes defense is good. When are we going on offense? We've been on defense for 40 years, for crying out loud, other than a brief respite during the Reagan years. It's outrageous. And I've had it. I've told the Republican Party already, don't you dare call me for one penny more, because I'm done giving until some stuff starts getting done. The Democrats seem to get their agenda through even when they're in the minority, and then they really make hay when they're in the majority, and by God, I expect the same out of our guys.
Yeah, so Bradley's very upset that Barack Obama's president, and I understand that. And
I'm upset you won't do anything about it.
The problem is that we have defunded Obamacare many times, and I think there's, I don't know where some people get the idea that somehow the power of the purse is exclusive to the House. It's clearly not. I mean, I think if it were, Obamacare would be defunded.
Well, look at the Constitution. All spending bills have to originate in the House.
There you go. Originate, but they don't end in the House. And that's, I think that's the misconception a lot of people have. They read that line of the Constitution, and then they sort of don't read the rest about co-equal branches, the Senate, the role of the Senate in the appropriations process. Of course, appropriations bills are bills. They're bills that have to either be signed or can be vetoed by the president. And so that's why, remember, the government did shut down a couple of years ago as a result of us defunding Obamacare.
Right, and then we caved right away. Your side, the Republicans caved in right away and didn't make him give up anything. Hold on,
no,
for crying out loud.
No, actually went 2 weeks with veterans not getting benefits. With
let it go two or three months. He gets some blame. Let it go.
You're clearly not a veteran. See, here's the problem. And Bradley makes a point. We could go 2-3 months with the government shutdown. And maybe, I don't know, but perhaps maybe you'd break them. The problem is the question I think that we have to ask ourselves is, would that be responsible for the outcome?
Absolutely, because my children and grandchildren are going to have to pay for this mess. Mm-hmm. And if somebody doesn't at some point stand up and say, when is enough enough? Isn't $18, $19 trillion in debt enough?
Well, here's my other point, though, Bradley. One of the things I want to say is that, by the way, with regard to the deficit, this is something John Boehner has led, 4 years of reductions to the point now where we have a balanced budget and that we've reduced the deficit by over $1 trillion a year going forward.
Yeah, you took it from 1.1 or 1.2 trillion, whatever it was, down to 200 and 300 billion, which were considered massive deficits back in the Reagan years. So to me, that's not
exactly
a success.
And
that's just feeling less badly.
Hey, Bradley, you're asking a question, and then you're not letting him even answer, and then you throw out another question. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Can you just let him answer?
That's okay. Go ahead, then.
It's okay. I mean, I understand all the things Bradley's saying, and yes, the fact is that with a Democratic president, and for most of our time, a Democratic Senate, we've been able to reduce the deficit every year. Thankful to, frankly, the leadership who negotiated and outfoxed Barack Obama with regard to the Budget Control Act and sequestration. That's why we've been able to control the deficit and the spending on the discretionary side, which, by the way, our military is now starting to suffer from. But that said, one of the things, to Bradley's point, though, when the government was shut down for 2 weeks in 2013, Obamacare was still funded because Obamacare is on the mandatory spending side. And that's the other problem. I think that there's some confusion about, while what's not getting funded would be veterans, defense, because defense is, as we know, one half of the discretionary side of the budget. And then there are a few other, things like on the human service side and whatnot. And we can certainly do a lot more there. But on the mandatory side, which is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, Obamacare, even food stamps now are on the mandatory side of the ledger. Those things don't get defunded until a law changes. And the problem with or a bill it has to become a law. And the problem with that is, again, it requires the president's signature. So
right. I know.
I understand, Bradley.
One quick point, though. The problem is, though, when you got Mitch McConnell out there the day after the election, he was speaking and he said, no, there's not going to be any government shutdown. When you surrender before you've even made a fight, how do you ever propose to get things done?
That's a relevant point.
One last quick point here.
Sure.
When the Republicans had the presidency, the House, and the Senate under George W. Bush, nothing even got done then, and now we're supposed to believe them that they're going to.
I'm with Brad. I agree that one thing we better do if we get a president, the first 2 years better be every bit as hard-hitting as the first 2 years of the Obama administration. But I would also remind people, under George Bush, we got a 10-year tax break, 10-year tax cut. It was the best thing that he thought they could negotiate at the time with Democrats in the Senate. It was John Boehner and Mitch McConnell that were able to outfox Barack Obama one more time 10 years later and made those permanent. We have the Bush tax cuts are permanent law with a Democratic Senate, no less, and a Republican House. Because of the Budget Control Act and the sequestration. So,
yeah, and I'm not saying everything has been a complete failure. The problem is they don't fight enough. That's just, get in the ring.
I agree with you there. There's no question that there's some of that establishment that wants to, they see out far a long ways in advance, but they don't necessarily see the fight that's right in front of them and the advantage of it. And obviously we're going to have a generational change here and we'll see how it goes. I do worry. I just don't want expectations set that somehow that, now we can do things for the next few years with Barack Obama in the White House. We can do more. And reconciliation is one of them. We're going to gut much of Obamacare. Now, I will warn people, reconciliation does not allow you to eliminate it or to repeal it, because that's a policy. Reconciliation only allows you to deal with budget issues. So it's going to look like it's not a full repeal, but it's basically going to be a full repeal, including spending for we're going to move money from Planned Parenthood to other federally qualified health centers that provide health care for women and children in other areas. So that'll be part of that reconciliation.
All right.
It will be vetoed. It will be vetoed.
What'd you say, Bradley?
I can't do anything about that.
Bradley said something about one more thing. What was that?
One more thing. But still, a vote for Scalise or McMorris Rogers or Kevin McCarthy, that's definitely not a step in the right direction.
All right, we started there, and we are out of time. We're going to let that go. It sounds like his blood is boiling less, so that's a good thing. Bradley, thanks for the call. Congressman Kramer, we kept you a little longer. Appreciate the time.
That's okay.
We'll do it all over again next week, right in the middle of it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dana, a farmer from Enderlin, explains her role as a woman on the farm.
Being a woman in agriculture today offers endless opportunities. Each woman's role can be different, but we are all valuable assets to agriculture's livelihood. Many times women in agriculture juggle the traditional role of being the household manager, along with a variety of other duties that can range from bookkeeper to equipment operator. As a wife and mom on our farm, I enjoy the diverse roles that agriculture has provided to me. I'm able to contribute to our business and live a balanced family life. I appreciate the learning opportunities that each season brings. Now more than ever, women are important to modern family farms and the future of agriculture.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate that very much. And folks, find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. In a moment, we did have to let Congressman Kramer go because we kept him a little bit over time. But he'll be back on Friday, but we'll get some other calls that want to weigh in on that conversation. I want to do something I promised I would do. There's never enough time during this program to do everything I want to do, but I said earlier that I would answer a listener's request to know a little bit more about the itinerary and the plan for this New York City trip. My wife Maria and I are hosting a trip to New York City, Christmas time in New York City, Manhattan, the Big Apple, is just unbelievable. And it's December 1st through the 5th, and here's a little run-through. So Tuesday, December 1st, we leave from either Bismarck or Fargo, your choice, and they're customizing this for folks to go from other places as well. But you arrive in New York City, and this nice motor coach is loaded up, and we go on a city tour, private guided city tour, see Harlem, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. Check into the hotel. We do dinner at the Trump Cafe, of course, and then head out to Times Square for the night. That'll be fun. Breakfast the next morning on us. Top of the Rock at 9 o'clock. Get a great view of the Big Apple. Then to the beautiful new St. Patrick's Cathedral, newly renovated St. Patrick's Cathedral. Largest decorated neo-Gothic-style Catholic church in North America. The place is amazing. Lunch at Grand Central Station. Statue of Liberty in Ellis Islands. Cotton Club for dinner on Wednesday night. Then breakfast again Thursday morning. Then Fox News Channel. We have some special guests lined up to meet and greet you. Central Park. That place is phenomenal. Did you see the Pope there? That's just so, it's so cool. Right in the middle of that sea of cement and all, you know, all the hustle and bustle of New York's park. It's so neat. And then the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I've never done it, but it's the world's largest and, one of the world's largest and greatest museums. And, folks rave about it. Just one of those things you always have to do. I've not done it, so looking forward to that. Then Fifth Avenue for a little shopping, dinner at Ellen Stardust Diner. You're going to see a Broadway show at Imperial Theater that will stay with you for the rest of your life. Les Mis, incredible story. Friday morning, breakfast on us again, then the 9/11 Memorial and the museum, which is unbelievable. That will shake you to your core as well, and really something you want to see. St. Paul's Chapel, where all the volunteer effort, a lot of the volunteer effort took place during the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Wall Street, New York Stock Exchange, that National Memorial, the UN. Then we do Chinatown, and one of my favorites, Little Italy, most famous and popular ethnic neighborhood probably in all of New York City. We do dinner, and that's included in New York City. Another dinner Friday night at the famous Little Italy joint. Then to the Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes Christmas Spectacular. You won't even believe that. Then Saturday morning the 5th, we fly out and come home. Does that sound like fun or what? And the dinners, the breakfast included, the Broadway show, the Rockettes, you know, the bus coach, the deluxe hotel accommodations, the airfare from your choice of Bismarck, Fargo, or another location, all for $2,569 per person. Now, here's the deal. We came across a good deal, but with a short deadline because of the good deal. And so you only have until October 8th to book this. We have to have 20 couples signed up by October 8th if we're going to do this. So there's not much time if you'd like to go. Email me, and I'll get you all the details and hook you up with the travel planners at Group Travel Planners, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com, or you can call Jason or Amber at 952-898-3478. Jot that down, 952-898-3478. Extension 228 for Jason, 225 for Amber. There, I did it. Said I would, and I did it. Didn't leave a lot of time to talk to Joe and Edgerly, though. But I do want to go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and find out what's on Joe's mind. Joe, what's up?
How you doing, guys? Hey, I just want to let Bradley know, and Mr. Kramer, you are not alone. Brad said a few things that were quite interesting. One is he's had it, and that's how we all feel. I hear Kramer every Wednesday. I want to like the guy, but every Wednesday he talks in specific detail about what we can't do and goes on and on and on and on and on about what we can't do, and it gets frustrating, and it makes your blood boil, like Bradley said. Secondly, when I started to lose faith with Kramer is when we voted him in. And then he said on your show, I hope you guys have my back. Well, we just threw you into the boxing ring. Please fight. And that is the frustration that all of us are feeling right now. It's bad.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know that that Congressman Cramer should own that or anybody else. It is bad. I unfortunately we have a president that has taken this country to the point of a place none of us like, and we feel like we're backed into a corner and we're swinging, right? And I hear you. And I think we all want to get to the same place.
Well, I don't know if we're backed into a corner so much as backpedaling into a corner.
Yeah, do you think so?
Boehner comes out the other day and kind of laughed about it and said it was impossible to do what we said we were going to do. Now, what is that?
No, I didn't hear him say that. Yeah, I didn't. I think what you're saying is give us the Senate and everything will be fine. But Joe, we're out of time. God bless you folks, one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.